talking a little bit this morning about weird fights you've had in relationships, prompted by this interesting situation. I pulled up to Target Saturday night, like 7 o'clock or so, and I was being a loser, and I was there by myself. I was like the only person by myself there, by the way.
And you were doing what?
I was buying Mario Kart for my Nintendo DS. Yeah. I went so long. I was so good for so long about not being a video game geek. I still think I am, but...
No.
I'm starting to fall back into its grasp. Just a little bit. Just a little. So as I'm pulling up, some dude has taken up 3 parking spaces. Parked across him diagonally. I'm like, what is going on? And it looks like he must have said something to his girlfriend to set her off. Because she's outside the car, on the phone. Like, looks like... I couldn't encroach too closely, you know?
Because that would look weird?
Right. And I would have taken a picture, but the flash would have gone off and I would have been busted. But, you could tell it looked like there was some kind of quarrel going on there. Go into Target, come back out. Now he's parked in just one space. She's still upset outside the car, talking on the phone. He gets out of the car finally and kind of coaxes her into the car. I'm not sure if he says to them, I'm sorry, or what it was, but there's probably a good 10 minutes where she, at least, remember, this is after I pulled up. So she could have been out there for 10, 30, 100 minutes before I got there.
Uh-huh.
You know? So we're thinking, well, if they're going to fight at Target, it had to be something stupid. And it reminded me of, probably the stupidest fight I've had while in a relationship over ranch. I still say that's odd. Don't you think that was a little bit odd? Ordering the ranch when there's like one piece left.
It's odd.
The pizza at Old Chicago.
You don't need to say something. The stuffed crust pizza. It is odd.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was a little sleep deprived that day, so I was a little bit more testy than usual.
Ranch? What the hell? Yeah. Like that?
I was just like, why are you ordering ranch now? You've had all this time to get ranch. Now you're just going to waste ranch. And you're going to taint that pizza. Because if you get good pizza, you don't need ranch for it. You know what I mean? Ranch is for, drunken pizza, you know? Pizza you get when you're just obliterated. Pizza that gets delivered at 2:30 in the morning. The ranch is an enhancement. But the Old Chicago, you're paying all this extra money for this good pizza and everything. Why would you distort the taste with ranch? So, yeah, it was a stupid fight. And it ended up... canceling our plans for the night because I got a little bit too intense on it.
Well, it wasn't a dumb fight that, resulted in us, not hanging out or anything.
Yeah.
But I think we are, the two most argumentative people ever. We've fought from everything from why it's cold in the winter, where do cranberries grow? What was the other one? There was a really stupid one this weekend, and now I can't remember what it was.
Just fighting over, common, scientific
facts? Random stuff. It was where do cranberries grow? And he's like, on a tree. I was like, no, they don't. They grow on a bush. He's like, no, they don't. So we ended up calling his parents to find out where cranberries grew.
On a tree, right?
No, they're in a bog.
They're in a what?
A bog. They grow underwater and then they float up to the top and they harvest them. Anyway,
is that right?
That's a trick question. Nobody can get that.
I think there's
nobody
a cranberry
got it
tree.
Right.
Okay. I thought there was a cranberry
it's
tree.
It's all been stupid stuff and it's nobody's ever right. We're both wrong, but yeah.
Nice.
It's every day we have one of these, but I think it's just our personalities.
It doesn't turn into anything serious though?
No, it turns into him, oh, I was right, blah, 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 and me being okay, fine, you were right, whatever, shut up.
I still say cranberries grow on trees. I think my parents have a cranberry tree in the front yard.
I think your parents lied to you.
You think so?
Yes,
what
I
are
think
those
they
things?
That was an apple tree, Stu.
Oh, yeah, those are
crab apples.
Yeah, crab apples and cranberries.
Different.
Confusing. And different. Labo shouldn't start with a cr sound. All right? I don't, okay.
Do the same problem with crayons?
I do.
Oh.
What, you've never had crayon sauce on Thanksgiving?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, as long as you have good crayon sauce. I mean, if you've got Jell-O crap out of a can, yuck.
What? Hey, I like that kind.
That's great.
That's the best kind
Ew,
there is.
That's disgusting.
The chunky kind is terrible.
Chunky?
Did you hear about the softball game, Chris?
What?
The station, we're having a softball game. The guys on programming, the guys on air are going to be playing the sales guys and the office staff.
When?
Sale's gonna win
in November sometime.
Are you serious? It's gonna be -80.
Yeah, it's gonna be our Thanksgiving deal though. And I was like, I'll bring the cranberry sauce. Actually, skip the cranberry sauce. I'm just bringing Jell-O. Same
thing.
You're bringing a baseball bat.
Yeah.
We're playing softball, though.
Okay.
I think it's a bad idea to give a bunch of angry radio people baseball bats.
We'll see. We'll let you know. We'll videotape it.